everyone. Welcome to Jackie's Quilting Chronicles, episode number 12. I'm Jackie, and I'd like to tell you that I am so excited today because today is my 1 year anniversary of podcasting. I can't believe it's actually been a year, and I can't actually believe that I've been podcasting. Who ever thought that I'd be technologically savvy enough to do something of that nature? But in celebration of me hitting the 1 year mark in podcasting, I'm going to be doing a little giveaway on my blog. So watch my blog, www.cvquiltworks.blogspot.com, this week for some information about what I'll be giving away. I guarantee you it will be something that quilters will definitely enjoy. More than likely, it'll be something in the fabric realm. So just keep an eye out for that. I want to share with all my listeners and my readers of my blog how happy I am to have you listening to me and reading about my quilting adventures. So join me in my celebration. And if you remember, if you recall last podcast, I was talking with my friend Karen Griska, the Selvage Quilter, and we were going to do a sequel to last month's podcast. Well, I have Karen with me again today. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Jackie. Good to be back.
And nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So we had talked briefly last time that you had something new that you had been working on for quite a while that we were going to be sharing with our listeners. So why don't we get right into it and let's talk about what exactly your surprise is for our listeners.
Okay, well, I can't wait to tell you about this. It's a new website for quilters and quilt lovers, and it's called Online Quilt Museum. And of course, the URL will be onlinequiltmuseum.com.
Okay.
It's not on the internet yet, it's only on my computer. But it should be up next week, around next Monday.
Which, the date next Monday is the 19th.
Right.
19th. So definitely check for that when Monday rolls around. Can you tell us exactly, kind of at first, maybe a broad picture of what an online quilt museum is and what your concept of an online quilt museum is?
Okay. Well, this has been my dream for a long time, to have an elegant online venue where quilters can display all of their quilts in one place. And this website has two main parts to it. The first part is quilt exhibits that I put together on topics like the National Tribute Quilt in New York City, the Memorial Quilt for the September 11th people who died that day. There's a huge quilt in New York. And
Where is that quilt located, by the way?
That's at the Museum of Folk Art Museum.
Folk Art Museum, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, the Lincoln Square branch.
So if you're in the New York City area, anybody can go and
yes.
visit that. Okay.
You can go and take pictures, and that's what I did. But if you can't make it to New York City, then you can look at this exhibit. There are other exhibits, one about a Hearts and Stars quilt, an antique quilt from the 1800s. There's an exhibit about crazy quilts. A couple of the exhibits actually are workshops. They show you how to do things like make those fan blocks by eye that we talked about
last
time. Oh,
the fan block that you had in Quiltmaker.
Yes, that Fandango quilt. It's easy to make
that
those.
Beautiful, beautiful quilt. I love that.
Oh, me too. That's my favorite. And then the second part, the second main part of the website is the most exciting part, I think. It's the galleries. And quilters can have their own gallery to exhibit their quilts to the world as part of the online quilt museum.
I think that's really wonderful. I was lucky enough, Karen brought her computer today, so I actually got a sneak peek at what this looks like. And I have to say, the way you described it at the very beginning, you said you wanted an elegant website to display these. Mm-hmm. It truly is. When you all log on to this, you're going to really love this site. It's truly interactive too, correct?
Oh, yes. It really is. It really is. And, you know, the benefits of having a gallery on this website, of course, you have an immediate online presence. You open up, you sign in on the gallery. It's very user-friendly. There's step-by-step, shows you what to do. There's drop-down menus, and you choose what you want. And so you can set up your own gallery. You have an immediate online presence, like I said. But if you already have a blog or a website, say, mm-hmm. or an Etsy store or an eBay store, you can use this to draw a large audience, to draw lots of traffic to your site.
So now explain to me. So if I go on and I set up a gallery, by placing my quilts on there, you can link back to, is that what you mean? You can link back to your blog, or you can link?
Yes, you can.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You can exhibit as many quilts as you want to. Mm-hmm. You can change them as often as you want, take some down, put different ones up.
Do you have a restriction on... I know there's a lot of sites. For instance, I have an Etsy site. And to load pictures on, they have to be a certain size or megabyte or megapixels or whatever that is.
Right.
But do you have a restriction on that, or are you able to upload whatever's in your camera?
Normally, you can upload pretty much what's in your camera. At first, we had a limit that was fairly low, mm-hmm. and I had trouble getting the pictures to go on, but I want to make this really easy and satisfying for people. So we increased it to 200 KB kilobytes.
Okay.
And that will take just about anything you throw at it. But if you have real high-resolution photographs, they can easily be resized.
Okay.
And I say easily because now I know how to do it. Once you know
Can you enlighten us? Because I've done it in several ways, but maybe there's an easier way that mm-hmm. that you're doing it that I can learn.
It's kind of a funny answer. What I do is I'll take the picture and I'll email it to myself. Because once I email it to myself, I have a default setting which tells the computer to reduce it to just a bit under 200 kilobytes. And then when I get it in my email, I can just put it right on the museum. But I'm going to have a tutorial about that in case someone's pictures have too much resolution.
Okay.
Then it'll be a simple task. And that was quite a challenge for me for a long time.
I know, like, a lot of cameras, like my camera, I have it set, to take the highest quality pictures
right.
for certain things. Now, when I take pictures for Etsy, I go right into the camera and I have to reduce, I tell mm-hmm. it to take a lower quality picture so I don't have to... that to me, that was the easiest way for me to do it. But I like that mm-hmm. suggestion of possibly emailing it. I think that would work too.
Right. The quickest thing, of course, if you haven't taken the pictures yet, you go to your settings on your camera, the setup settings,
right.
and where it says quality, you would take the lowest quality, and it's
right.
called email or website.
Oh, yeah.
And you just put it on that, and then whatever you take will just go on just fine.
Okay, mm-hmm. great. Tell us a little bit more about the gallery. I know you were showing me some of the galleries. Like, how much is it going to cost? Is mm-hmm. it a yearly membership? You said there's no limit to the pictures. Tell
right.
us a little bit more about.
Okay, well, the galleries... you would have your name, your gallery name, a portrait, if you'd like to use a portrait of yourself, or some people like to use a baby picture.
So
or
like
one
a
of
profile
those
picture.
Little cartoon
yeah.
faces.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Your quilt photos, you could write a bio or an artist statement, or that's optional.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where you would put, you would indicate if your quilts are for sale, and you would include your email address so that viewers could just send you an email and say, I'm interested in the blue schoolhouse quilts and
yeah.
whatnot. And to have your own gallery, it's a charge of $4.95 a month, and that's through PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And PayPal would just charge every 3 months.
So you buy like a 3 month
right.
set, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then anytime you wanted to, if you wanted to take your gallery down, you would go to contact us
mm-hmm.
and go to the little drop down menu and delete gallery and just tell me you want to delete it, and there you go. So mm-hmm. you can change your mind if you want to. I always like, when I'm trying something brand new, I like to know, can I get out of this if I change my mind?
Now, do you have to have a gallery to go on to the museum? And what are the things that you can access on the museum without a gallery?
Oh, well, no. Visitors can go to the online quilt museum, and they can look at everyone's galleries. They can look at all of the exhibits. Even if you don't have a gallery and you want to participate in the online quilt museum in some way, you can participate in a quilt challenge. We're going to start a quilt challenge pretty soon.
Nice. I know a lot of people are up for a challenge, too.
We've been talking about challenge ideas on the Selfridge blog. And the one that seems to be most popular and the one that we're going to start out with is, if you were a quilt, what would you look
like? Yes, I loved that post. And that was Karen did a post. If you missed it, you got to go back and look on her blog. It was just a couple days ago, April. I don't know what the date was, but it was an April post. Mm-hmm. But if you go look at that post, she did a post talking about challenges and what ones you would pick. She gave a list. And one of the ones that I picked was that one. If you were a quilt, what would you look like?
That's right. What would you look like?
And I love that idea.
Would your points match?
Yeah.
Or would you have bright colors? Or would it be something subtle? Would it be a crazy quilt? Yeah. You know, there's
I think that's great to think about. Yeah. I would get into a challenge like that. That would be a neat.
That would be great. And it'll be a worldwide challenge.
So, and that's something that you can participate in without having a gallery.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Right. You make your quilt and email it, and it will go into an exhibit. And the viewers will vote on what quilt they really speaks to them, and we'll have some little prizes. And,
excellent.
Oh, it'll be a
blast. How long will the challenges run for? Will you do them periodically? Will you do,
I'm thinking about 6 months or so.
Because you have a voting period?
Right, then a voting period. Mm-hmm. And then we'll keep the quilts on the exhibit. Mm-hmm. So it will just stay there.
That'll be fantastic.
You know, it's like a worldwide quilt show.
Yeah.
And you decide what you want to hang. Your quilts are safe. You don't have to worry about your quilts. You can sell your quilts or give them away or put them on your bed and still have them in your gallery. So it's a worldwide quilt show, a worldwide challenge.
So you can, there's a couple things that we've touched upon so far is the online gallery. You can have a gallery. You can do a challenge. Mm-hmm. What are some other features? You showed me a few other features that I like, but go ahead.
There's another thing you could do. We have open exhibits. Some of the exhibits, of course, like the National Tribute Quilt has, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 pictures in it, and that will stay the same. Mm-hmm. But some other exhibits, say, for instance, the Crazy Quilt, Still Crazy in the 21st Century, it's called. Mm-hmm. That's an open exhibit. So if you have made a crazy quilt, you can email me a picture and I'll add it to the exhibit.
Excellent.
So that, rather than being closed, that's what I call an open exhibit.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And how many exhibits do you hope to have or currently have? Will you continually add or will you keep it limited?
No, I have about 12 exhibits right now that are finished. Mm-hmm. Some of them are open, but they're finished. And then I have quite a few in the works. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm just going to add to it and add to it, because unlike a brick and mortar museum, we're not limited. We can have as many exhibits and galleries as we want.
Can you tell us, give us another little sneak peek, maybe tell us two other exhibits that are on there?
Oh, yes. Let's see. There's one about random samplers. Mm-hmm. And that's a liberated kind of a sampler quilt that has all kinds of blocks.
Kind of like a Gwen Marston type thing.
I was just going to mention Gwen Marston. She's one of my heroes.
Yes.
And I just love her quilts.
I have her new book. I love her new book.
Oh.
Did you get it?
Did you see my quilt on page 43?
Oh, wait, your quilt was on page 43?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I sat and I went through the book and I read it and I didn't see, I guess I didn't notice. I'm looking at the quilts and not necessarily always reading about them, but I'll have to go, now I have to go back and look. So take note, ladies and gentlemen, Karen's got a quilt in Gwen Marston's new book.
Yep, Liberated Quilt Making, volume 2.
Yes, volume 2, yes.
I went to her Beaver Island retreat. And the person sitting next to me was trying to make a liberated star. And instead of making the pieces with the apex of the angles in the middle of one line. She did it in the corner. Anyway, she made this funny little block, and she said, well, I don't see how it makes a star. And Gwen came over and said, well, wait a minute now. Don't think of it as a mistake.
Right.
That's an interesting little block you made. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and I thought, I'm going to make that kind.
Yeah.
So I made what she made instead of the liberated star, and turned it into a quilt. And I gave it to Gwen years ago. I think this was in 2002. So she put it in her book.
Excellent.
And I just
love
that.
How fun is that?
Yeah.
So that's another one of the galleries, the sampler, liberated samplers.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And give me one more.
There's a woman in Pennsylvania who made a Katrina quilt. And it was right after Katrina happened. She was so moved by it that she just made this string quilt that is so powerful. And on the back of the quilt, she just poured out her heart and wrote all kinds of stuff on it. And I have pictures of that quilt. And that's another exhibit.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So that's some things that we have to look forward to next week when this goes up. So if you are listening out there and you're kind of intrigued by all this, before you even join up to go on a, you know, get your own gallery, they can explore all these exhibits.
Oh, absolutely. And,
so they'll be up and ready for us to take a peek at.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of good things to see.
Excellent. We talked about the upcoming exhibits and the challenges. Where will they find out about that? When they're on.
Okay. You go to onlinequiltmuseum.com. And then you'll scroll down to the bottom half of the page, and there's what I call Quilter's Muse. And that's kind of a play on the quilt museum.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a link to a blog. And at the bottom half of the page, you can see all of the headlines. And then if you're interested in a certain thing like a challenge or how to participate in an open exhibit, or if you want some advice on taking pictures, the low resolution,
although
it's not hard, but or even a tutorial about how to sign up and how to manage your gallery in case you haven't used the sites like that very often, you know, how to upload pictures, things like that. A lot of people are very adept at that, but for some people it's still new, so I'll have them. So you would just click on that Quilter's Muse, and it would bring you to a blog.
Okay.
And then there's all kinds of information there about what's coming up and different ways that you can participate at a bite-sized level.
Excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. I noticed there was one other thing on there that I was intrigued with on the sidebar on the main page. You had a glossary.
Oh, the big quilt glossary.
Can you explain that?
Well, when you click on the big quilt glossary, you go to an alphabetical listing. And that is all of the unique jargon for quilters. So if you're a new quilter, you could possibly read this or look at this glossary and go to your next guild meeting and know what people are talking about when they say obese eighths and funny words like that.
Yeah, or UFO whips or...
Yeah, what? Layer cakes.
Yeah, layer cakes.
I know, that's right. You don't want to get your cup of tea ready when they're talking about layer cakes because you can't eat those.
That's great. That's great that you have a glossary. I like that.
Well, you know, when you're brand new to quilting, you might hear all these words like batting, binding. There's a lot of
squaring
words.
Squaring up.
Oh, yeah.
Squaring up. Blocking.
Right. String quilts, strip quilts, and all these words that sound kind of the same, but they mean something a little different.
Excellent. So it gives a little bit of clarity to new quilters. And even some of us quilters who have been doing it for a long time are like, gee, I wonder what that person thinks, you know, a fat quarter is.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are a lot of them that I don't know.
Right.
And
I
probably got some of them wrong, too. Right. So if experienced quilters take a look, they might see, gee, she forgot to put in such and, you know, something. Yeah. I can't imagine what it is.
Yeah.
So, I hope they would send me an email. There's a suggestion box. There's
different
ways.
We can send you suggestions.
Oh, yes.
And now, will you be reading everything yourself? Will you be answering emails? How will it work?
I'll be reading it all myself. So if you have an idea for an exhibit that would be good, or an idea for a quilt challenge, or corrections or additions to the glossary, anything, send me an email. And I would...
Can people are probably going to be listening to this podcast probably within the next few days. Can they even start emailing you now before the site goes up if they have some suggestions or questions about it? Can they email you now?
Absolutely, sure.
So yeah. How can you give them your email address so they know, or okay. Should they access you through your blog? Tell us how to do that.
Well, through the blog would work. I have my email address on the blog, but also you could just email it to Karen, which is K-A-R-E-N, at onlinequiltmuseum.com.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's wonderful. Now, I have another question, kind of backtracking a little bit to the galleries. Say you have, you know, in a year from now, you have 500 people with galleries on there. Mm-hmm. And I met somebody at a quilt show in Pennsylvania. And they said, you know, I have a gallery on the online quilt museum and I want to go find them in the online. How do I find somebody?
Oh, that's
in particular. In particular.
Right. Somebody in particular. Well, you go to the homepage, the mm-hmm. onlinequiltmuseum.com, and then you click on galleries mm-hmm. and then you will see an alphabetical listing. So if it's Jane Doe, I know Jane Doe's a friend of yours.
She's a friend of everybody's, actually.
Everybody knows
her and John.
That's right, and John Doe. So you go to D and click on it, and you'll get all the people whose last name is D, and you'll just scroll down and find Jane.
Okay.
And Jane might have two exhibits. Okay. She might have my early quilts, and she might have one called my quilt collection or something. You could have as many galleries as you want or just one.
Okay.
And you would click on that gallery and there you are. You would see her picture, a representative picture of the quilts in mm-hmm. her gallery, and then any text that she decided to put with it, a statement or something. She might want to give her email address or her Etsy store.
I was going to say, is there a way? So say... I go on to her gallery, and I really like one particular quilt. Is there a way for us to even, like, leave a comment on the online gallery, or no, or we have to contact them directly?
No, you would just take her email address and send her an email.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
It's not interactive in that sense.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. That's good to know, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and as long as if you get a membership, you would probably want to have a way for people to contact you, you know, yes. whether it's by blog or by email or by website, you mm-hmm. know.
That's right. You would put your URL, your blog address or your website address right there, and then people could easily get to you.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So what are some other points that we maybe haven't covered that might be interesting to see? I know that you had a frequently asked questions.
Oh, yes, there page. Are frequently asked questions, and that might
grow.
A lot of questions.
That might grow, too, that list.
It's pretty long right now. It's funny to call them frequently asked because none of them have been asked
well,
so far.
But you're probably asking them.
That's right. So. But if they knew to ask, those might be the frequently
right.
asked questions.
Right.
Well, let's see. Some of the proceeds of this project will go to fund World Vision. It's one
Excellent.
Of my favorite
charities.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. That's nice to know.
I think so. It's always good to, it's a good feeling to know that things that you're doing kind of help somebody in need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And quilters have big hearts. So
we do, I think. Mm-hmm. I think we do. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? And anything else?
Well, I don't think so, Jackie. Okay. Nothing I can think of. One more thing, I suppose. If someone teaches quilting mm-hmm. or gives lectures to guilds or something, she might want to have a gallery to show some
kind
of
like
her
a
work.
Virtual trunk show,
right?
In a way,
yes, exactly. And then she could say that she's available for lectures and give her email address or
Excellent.
Her website too.
That's a great idea.
That's another use yeah. for it too. Yeah. And I visualize this as a place where it's all quilters mm-hmm. getting together and looking at each other's work, getting mm-hmm. inspired. And quilt lovers,
I'm sure
people
that,
who
yeah.
want to buy quilts, quilt collectors. It'll just be a place where we'll advertise a lot. And
tons of inspiration, I think, will be there.
Quilters will get so much exposure, so much traffic worldwide.
Now, as it gets closer, within the next week or two, you will be blogging about it, correct?
Oh, yes.
And I will also blog about it. So, you need to be sure to check out both of our blogs. Again, my blog is www.cvquiltworks.blogspot.com, and Karen's is
Selvage Blog. That's S-E-L-V-A-G-E blog.blogspot.com.
Okay, so we can our listeners can go to either of our blogs, find out more information about it as soon as it becomes live. And your hopes of the day it's going to be live is going to be the 19th, April 19th.
Yes, right around there. We're just fixing up the last little details to make sure everything works, make sure it's all in really good shape.
And can you repeat the URL one more time for the actual online museum?
Okay, it's onlinequiltmuseum.com.
Okay, great. I think this is going to be fantastic for all quilters out there. I think it's just going to be another venue that quilters can go gather inspiration, learn about things, about anything quilting or quilt-related. And it will help, I think, us in the long term grow and learn as quilters. Because we're constantly learning.
That's right.
So, anyway, well, thanks for coming again today, Karen. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jackie. It's a blast. I love to do this.
You're welcome. And I hope maybe we can do this again. Maybe as the online quilt museum grows, maybe we can do something later on in the year to kind of give the listeners a little update about it.
I think that would be fabulous.
Okay. So anyway, I'd like to thank you all for listening in today to this wonderful podcast. I hope you do go and log on to Karen's blog, log on to the online quilt museum. I think you're going to find it very fascinating, and I have a feeling you're going to get lost in it while you're on there. You might find you're probably on there for an hour or two and the time's going to get away from you because there's a lot to see. But definitely do that. And I want to remind you, don't forget to check my blog this week. I am going to be celebrating my 12th podcast with a giveaway. So please come find out what it's going to be about and what you could possibly win. So check it out. And so you can always... If you can't find my blog, you can always go to my website, cvquiltworks.com, and it'll take you also directly. There's a button on the website that'll take you to my blog. So in conclusion, I hope you all have a wonderful month and get some great quilty inspiration. And until next time, happy quilting, everyone.